We are joined by a deep throat informant with never before heard details of what really happened behind the scenes with the Cowboys and their head coaching situation. And we have disguised this person's voice to protect their identity. Good morning, deep throat informant. Thank you for your courage.
Yes.
Now, can you tell us what went on with Jerry, Stephen, McCarthy, Schottenheimer?
Before I speak on this,
What is
happening? Oh my God.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Before I speak on this, I must tell you that I cannot speak on this.
Oh, please. You have to.
I'm frightened and fear, and I cannot speak.
No, you must. You must. Please.
Okay. I will. I will tell you, the deal with Schottenheimer did not go as smoothly as the Jones family would have you believe.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there was trouble.
He was not their first choice. In fact, he was the 501st choice for Jerry. But everyone Jerry asked had turned him down. Jason Garrett, Jason Witten, Jason from the Friday the 13th movies. Jerry was even turned down by Sean Payton.
Whoa, he's under contract.
Jake Paul and Post Malone. I can't go down the whole list, but just scanning it, I see it filled with familiar names. Dion, Lincoln Coleman, Blake Lively, Lino. And then at 501.
Well, one.
Right behind the Ghost of Christmas Past and Barbaro is Brian Schottenheimer.
Okay. There's no way.
The spelling of Schottenheimer is almost criminal. I was within ear Schottenheimer when Jerry called the shoddy into his office and told him he was going to be the head coach. Yes. Oh, yes, dear listener. I said told, not asked. What is happening to my connection?
I don't know. Someone's trying to silence you, I think.
They're trying to silence me. What is happening?
Camoose.
Okay. Do you have me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yes. Yes, he told Shoddy he was going to take the job, not asked him. And Shoddy refused and begged Jerry to kill him instead.
He would rather be dead than be Cowboys head coach?
But Jerry refused this request. Instead, Jerry reached into the original Resolute desk, which he owns and uses, and pulled out a revolver gun pistol.
Uh-oh.
And pointed this gun pistol at the shoddy.
That's redundant.
I believe Jerry pointed the gun at Shoddy in order to hold him at gunpoint.
Well, okay.
And at that point, Shoddy had no choice but to accept the job.
That's so weird.
But it was not without a fight. He lunged at the hair-pieced octogenarian and grabbed him by the suit jacket lapel. Shoddy then grabbed Jerry's paternity suit signing pen out of his breast pocket, and then, and only then, proceeded to stab Jerry in the neck.
What?
But little did Shoddy the Brian know that Jerry always kept decoy pin in his pocket in the event of such a disgruntled stabbing.
That's very elaborate.
This pin was filled with a mixture of cocaine and bull adrenaline to assist Jerry in the event of a human conflict.
Wow, that's elaborate.
Jerry, suddenly and without warning, grew 3 inches taller and lifted the Resolute desk above his head and threw it through the wall, displaying the heads of various former boy band members.
What?
Brian Shoddy scrambled for the gun that had skittered under the glass display holding Amelia Earhart's breast implants.
Holy.
And he pointed the gun at Jerry. Jerry, aware of this fact, closed the distance quickly, and the two somewhat football men began wrestling. It was at that very time the air was split by the thunderclap of a single gunshot.
Oh, my.
Brian and Jerry, eyes as big as big areolas, stared at one another, each expecting the other to fall. But neither fell. As it turns out, the bullet had hit the Viagra candy can Jerry keeps in his breast pocket and then deflected into the secondary backup hobo heart Jerry has implanted into his chest for redundancy and parlor tricks. It was then that Brian's fate was sealed, and he became your new Dallas Cowboys football coach.
That's
I cannot speak anymore.
Oh, please, please. That's how it happened?
Man.
Did you know Jerry had that kind of an elaborate, eccentric collection in his office?
No. Had no idea. Or that he had a redundant heart, too.